How can you be sure that someone you've not checked, who's in possession of a firearm after their license has expired, isn't liable to misuse it either for mental health issues or any other reason?
Well, clearly there's a whole range of governance and support in place right across the public sector. I mean, you mentioned mental health, and clearly we work closely with our partners from the NHS around those issues. So there's a whole range of governance processes, support, joint working in place to manage vulnerable members of the community. Now, you know, the Firearms Licensing Department is an integral part of that and have a real key role to play in that. And just returning to this report, this gives us an opportunity to take stock, build on some of the good stuff that the HMIC have picked up on, but also look at the recommendations closely and work with partners to make sure that the situation that you do describe doesn't happen.
I mean, that's all well and good, and it's all well and good that there are other services working on this and doing their best, but the police force is there to protect people, and it sounds like, I mean, there's no way you can be sure that somebody whose firearm license you and is in possession of a weapon that you haven't checked isn't going to commit a crime like this, isn't suffering from a mental health issue.
Well, you can never, as I said, totally eliminate risk, but we're not discharging...
But you could if you did the check, surely.
Well, as I said, the situation is changing all of the time. We rely on information and intelligence from the public. We rely on intelligence and information from our partners, such as the NHS. And the reality is we're responding to that information and intelligence on a daily basis, prioritising the areas where we feel the highest risk is and making sure that the resources and those checks as described are being done. But as I said, it's very much sort of work in progress, and we'll look at the review, we'll look at the recommendations. Clearly, some challenging timescales in terms of 3 to 6 months, and we'll look to respond to that and take those issues forward.
So it sounds like you're putting your trust in other agencies rather than being able to reassure people in Warwickshire and the West Mercia area that you're dealing with it.
No, not at all. Very much Warwickshire and West Mercia are very much about protecting the public from harm. I'll reiterate the point that the vast majority of firearms licence holders are legitimate, are responsible people and are well governed by the Firearms Licensing Unit. I'll also reiterate the point that we have to work closely with other agencies and the public to make sure our information and intelligence is up to date in order we can properly respond to the risk.
And just as a final one, I mean, in 3, 6 months' time, 12 months' time, can you guarantee that we won't be having a similar conversation about failures in checking up on firearms, in licensing them in the first place?
Well, my commitment is to chair a steering group and lead this piece of work, build upon the recommendations. And clearly, we are looking for improvement within the next 3 to 6 months. So, yeah, as I said, it's always work in progress, this area of work. But the review does give us the opportunity to take things forward.